Off the Ball, GAA.
I remember at one stage, all right, lying on the ground, all right, and the lights going out. And that's all I remember.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson, who's named his squad for the qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. We look ahead to both Irish clubs playing in Europe tonight, including our live commentary game between Shelburne and Hacken. And we look back at last night's Champions League action, with Manchester City denied a win by a late Eric Dier penalty for Monaco. But first, to events in Aberdeen this morning, and Heimir Hallgrímsson has recalled seven players from his squad for the World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. Troy Parrott is back after recovering from a knee injury. Seamus Coleman is also back to feature for the first time since the England game in last year's Nations League. And John Egan's in the squad for the first time in 2 years and for the first time under Hallgrímsson. Festi Abaseli, Will Smallbone and Jason Malumbi have all been recalled as well after missing out on the last international window at home to Hungary and away to Armenia. Hallgrímsson gave this update at this morning's press conference.
Seamus Coleman, to answer that question, is always the first question in this press conference. And we've said we've been criticised not picking him, and probably we'll be criticised picking him. Like before, he hasn't played much, but he has played two League Cup games. And we've said before, his numbers are good, and we know he's fit, and he has always been ready to play and would do everything for his country. So happy to have him. He is in for football reasons, but of course he will bring experience and he will bring leadership skills into this squad. Missing Robbie Rady and Matt Doherty takes a lot of experience away from the squad, so it's good to have him. And Johnny Egan as well, called in, brings in quality, brings in experience, and brings in leadership. So two senior players called in to help us in that area as well. New player Will Smallbone started playing again. I've seen him play, looking good. He will bring quality to us as well. Jason Malumbi comes in. Has been obviously with us before, even though he wasn't in the last camp, playing every game for West Brom. Festi Abaseli comes in again as well. He's now playing more or less every game for his club, Başakşehir, and playing well in Turkey, so good to have him back. And we add Troy Parrott as a 24th player in the squad. He is coming back from injury, just started training. If everything goes well, he will be in the squad and hopefully get some minutes on Sunday. So we will take him into the squad, not planning to have him in the squad against Portugal, but hopefully we can add him into the squad against Armenia.
Shelburne are in European group stage action for the first time this evening, and you can hear the game live and exclusive on News Talk and on the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock. Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth will bring you commentary. Shells take on Swedish side Hacken at Tala Stadium. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff. Joey O'Brien's side beat Linfield over two legs in August for the second time during the summer to seal Conference League football until at least December. They'll be without Sam Bowen and Connor Kearns due to injury, but they have brought in Jack Henry Francis, Vessel Spale, Milan Mbeng and Sean Moore into the squad during the summer transfer window. Hacken, who are currently 10th in a 16-team Swedish top division, beat three good teams to reach this stage. They knocked out Spartak, Turnava, Anderlecht and Cluj. They've been on this island before. They lost to Cork City in the Europa League qualifiers just under a decade ago. But O'Brien knows just how dangerous this side can be.
In the European stuff, they've had some great results. In the European one, obviously Anderlecht, I think, and they obviously beat Cluj 7-2 at home. I mean, be a team like that at home in the European game, I think that shows you how attacking they can be and how dangerous they can be. But look, that's obviously their stuff. We're looking at them. It's a great opportunity for us. We're in good form. As I said, it's about us going out to attack the game. The lads really embracing the atmosphere and the occasion and putting in a big performance.
Shamrock Rovers face a tough challenge away to the leaders of the Czech top flight Sparta Prague. Rovers were beaten by Sparta 6-2 on aggregate in last season's Champions League qualifiers. This season, Sparta are top of their league with 25 points from their opening 10 games. They're one ahead of City rivals Slavia. Rovers will be without Lee Grace, but Conor Malley's back and Max Kovalevskis has also returned to training. Rovers are on the brink of the league title after last Friday's win against Bohemians. They have an FAI Cup semi-final against Kerry this weekend. Manager Stephen Bradley says his side are exactly where they want to be.
We're in a place where we're really close to winning the league. We're obviously in the same final of the cup, and we're in the league phase of Europe, and that's what we want at this club. We want to be playing big games second part of the season, and we know second part of the season is time to go to work, and it's time to do your business right, and that's where we are.
That game in Prague also kicks off at 8 o'clock. Owen Sheehan will keep you updated during our live commentary game of Shelburne and Hacken. And with two Irish sides competing in European group stage football for the very first time, Shell's boss Joey O'Brien says it's good for Irish football.
But here it is, where it is. I'm sure, listen, now the guys are over, Stephen, and I think I'm focusing on our own team, on their own game. Look the way we are here. But look, it was great for the two teams to get through the group stage and stuff like that. We have our own business to take care of, so do they. Look, for us, the area hall focuses on tomorrow night and nailing down performance.
At Lone Town are the Women's Premier Division champions for the second season in a row after a 4-0 win over Cork City at Turner's Cross last night. Kelly Brady scored a second half hat-trick for Athlone, who've wrapped up the league title with two games to spare, and they remain on course for the double as they have the FAI Cup final against Bohemians to come later this month. Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota. Last night in the Champions League, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola refused to be drawn on Monaco's late penalty. Two goals from Erling Haaland put City 2-1 up, but former Tottenham defender Eric Dier scored a late spot kick to secure a 2-2 draw for the hosts. Replays showed City's Nico Gonzalez got the ball first in the challenge that led to the penalty.
Are you able to give us your opinion on...
No.
It looked like the whole bench were exceptionally angry about it.
Nothing to say to the Spanish referees.
Arsenal beat Olympiacos 2-0 at the Emirates to make it 2-2. Gabriel Martinelli and Bukayo Saka scored the goals for the Gunners. Mikel Arteta's side had failed to beat the Greek team the last four times that they'd met at the Emirates.
There are stats, and hopefully we broke that one, which wasn't a very positive one. Credit to them. Through their simplicity, they become really, really efficient at what they do. And we knew that, and they presented a very tough game as we expected.
Newcastle recorded their biggest ever Champions League win. Eddie Howe's side won 4-0 away to Union Saint-Gilloise. Anthony Gordon scored two penalties. Nick Valdemata and Harvey Barnes got the other goals, and Howe says it was a perfect performance.
I thought we attacked well today. I thought we defended well today. I think any time you get a clean sheet in the Champions League away from home, that's a good statement to make. And I think just generally how we attacked, there was a feeling we could score at any moment in the game. We couldn't. I've asked any more than that, and there were some good individual performances as well, which is good to see.
Gianpiero Gasperini says Roma want to restore expectations placed on Evan Ferguson 2 years ago. Gasperini was speaking ahead of Roma's Europa League match at home to Lille this evening. The Ireland international started the first few games for Roma this season after his loan move from Brighton, but Artem Dovbek has led the line ahead of him in recent weeks. Gasperini accepts 20-year-old Ferguson has struggled with injuries and played very little football last season, even with his loan move to West Ham. Dovbek has scored one goal in five games this season. Ferguson is yet to score. He has one assist in six appearances. Elsewhere in the Europa League, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers is hopeful harmony will eventually break out around the club. Supporters have cancelled a planned silent protest, which was due to take place during the first half of tonight's home game against Braga. Fans will instead meet with the board on Monday to discuss their frustrations at the running of the club. Rodgers wants to make sure the off-field issues don't affect them on the pitch.
Celtic Park is renowned for its atmosphere and what it can do to the opponent. I suppose my message is probably for the longer term is that hopefully we can, you know, both parties can sit down and respect the differences and find a solution so that we can all pull together again.
Former Celtic boss and now Nottingham Forest manager Ange Postecoglou's urged everyone to trust the process as he continues the search for a first win in charge. Forest hosts Danish club Midtjylland in the Europa League tonight. It means European football returns to the City Ground after an absence of almost 30 years, and Postecoglou believes positive results will come.
I think more important to me is what I see. And look, I get it, people kind of always look at the end result and work their way back from that. So when you're not winning, they just think that obviously there's something wrong, so then they look for things that are wrong. But when I analyse the games, I see that they're doing so many things right.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery doesn't believe his team should be seen as one of the favourites to win the Europa League. They hope to make it 2-2 in the competition this evening when they play Feyenoord away from home. Emery says a second win would be a big boost in their bid to progress to the knockout stages.
The better team in Euro, they will be there, but they will be some surprise. If we are getting there, we are a surprise. We are not contender favourite to be top 8. Maybe yes, to be in the next round, but not top 8.
Some of the World Cup matches involving major European nations are likely to take place in the early hours of the morning next summer, Irish time. FIFA are looking at scrapping midday kickoff times in the US, Canada and Mexico due to heat issues which would have affected the recent Club World Cup. Numerous coaches and players were affected by the temperature and humidity. Remember, Chelsea's Enzo Fernandez complained of dizziness while he played. And FIFA Vice President Victor Montigliani has stressed that any decision over whether or not to suspend Israel from global football rests with UEFA first and foremost. Speaking at the Leaders Sports Business Conference in London on Wednesday, Montigliani said Israel's immediate future wasn't on the agenda for Thursday's FIFA Council meeting. However, the Palestine FA's call to suspend Israel was still being considered by two FIFA committees. The Palestine FA has actually asked FIFA to suspend Israel several times over the last decade. The most recent was at FIFA Congress in Bangkok in May 2024. FIFA President Gianni Infantino responded by commissioning independent legal analysis of Palestine's complaint. That was then handed over to the Disciplinary and Governance Committees last October. Since then, though, there have been no further updates. Meanwhile, UEFA has faced mounting pressure to act as Israel's national teams and club teams compete in European tournaments, and that pressure has ramped up dramatically since a United Nations report declared that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza earlier this month, allegations which Israel denies. UEFA has declined to comment. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.